Ernst mentioned in Ches, Siv Ches, the Machaber says, Bana Mechitzos al Rishona, La Kifal Yadam Ladira. The last time we discussed building new walls or a fence inside the original walls. Now, if you build walls outside of the original walls, in order to now make it as though it was Huk of Ladira, that it was surrounded for purposes of living in that area, in a mall, that doesn't work anymore. It's too late because it's already surrounded, so surrounding it again won't help. Vim nivlu atachtonos, but if the dirt of the walls was soft and weak, and therefore the walls basically went down into the ground such that the walls are now lower than 10 tvachim, v'nishar ha'alyonos me'aleim, and now you have the outer walls that you made to be mukav ladira, so nitar al-yadam. That does work now to make it that it was meant l'shem dira, because these walls are basically are what's giving it now the status of being enclosed. Aval tel yoser misasayim, but if you have a large mountain that's larger than the area of a sasayim, but asa mechitzos, and you make walls for it, afilu asvaso ledira, even if you make it at the edge of the mountain, but it's for purposes of living in it, mo'o, that works, right? Darba avir mechitzos sh'asa ata, because now you're living in the area of the mechitzos, meaning you might have thought that since there are already artificial walls there because of the mountain, the sides of the mountain count as artificial walls, and therefore these new walls that you're making wouldn't help you. No, since you're actually now surrounded more by walls than you were before, because you're living in that avir, that does count to make it hukaf ledira. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even putting up one mechitza would be good enough. You don't need to put up four new walls. Putting up one wall would make it enough for it to be hukaf ledira now, to be allowed to allow you to carry in that area. Sif tes, karpif yosim sasayim shehukaf ledira. If you had a carpet that was larger than sasayim, which was meant for dira purposes, and therefore you're allowed to carry in that area. Venata ruba ilanos. Now you plant a lot of trees in that area. Afilo enum nitum shuroshuros. Even if they're not planted in nice rows, enum avatlma dira. It doesn't ruin the status of it being hook of ladira, meaning it's still called for the usage of living in that area, because, as the Mishnah Berurah says, people do plant trees in their chatzar in order to enjoy the shade. So therefore, it's going to be okay. The Chazanish isn't sure if you plant trees just for the purpose of it looking nice. For noi, does that count also, that it wouldn't ruin it? It's still called ladira, or no, now that's actually not ladira, and therefore it would ruin being called ladira. But most poskim say that even if the trees are just there for it to look nice, that still doesn't ruin the status of the dira. However, continues the Mechaber, avalim nizra rubo, but if you didn't plant trees, rather you planted seeds for other purposes, Hazra mevatel madira. So then, that does ruin the status of it being for living purposes. Afilo im be'amel sasayim, even if it's exactly sasayim, it's still the zraim now ruin it, and it's no longer called hook of ladira. Since in the area, including the seeds, you do have more than a beis sasayim, so now you're not going to be allowed to carry in that area because it's larger than a beis sasayim, and you also don't have hukaf ladira anymore. The Zriya has ruined it being called hukaf ladira, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that Zeronim people don't live in an area where there's Zeronim, and it's actually more like a gina, like a garden, which is more problematic, and therefore you're not allowed to carry in that area now. If the Zeronim were planted for noi purposes, so the Divrei Chaim and the Shol Meshiv say it's still a low plugging, you still can't carry in that area. But the Nazir Shimshon and the Maharsham say that it doesn't ruin the Dira status anymore, and that's what the Meiri says as well. The Minchas Yitzchak adds that according to that which the Imre Yosher says, to be Matir Zeronim that grow on their own, so then for sure, if you plant for noi purposes, it's not going to ruin the Dira purposes. If you bring plants into your house, and there's seeds in there, and you fill up your whole house with that, so of course you're going to be allowed to carry in that area. You're not mevatel your house. But this is the question. We have a clear difference in the Shulchan Aruch between Ilanos and Zra'im. So then the question is, what if it's Zra'im Lenoi? Does that fall into the category of Ilanos or not, in order for it to not ruin the status of Hukav Ladir? We'll give more examples as we go on, and hopefully at the end of the Simon we'll summarize different practical applications of a Karpev Bizmanena.